Chapter 8. Lucy the Vampire. Once again, they saw Lucy coming up the path with a child in her arms. This time, blood was dripping from her lips and chin, and spots of it fell onto her white dress. When she saw Arthur, she threw down the child and called to him in a sweet voice. "Come to me, Arthur. Leave these people. And come to me." Arthur could not resist Lucy's voice, and he began to walk towards her. Van Helsing reacted quickly and held up a small silver cross in front of Lucy. She made a horrible face and ran past Arthur towards her tomb.
"Oh, this is shocking," cried Arthur, with his head in his hands.
At that moment, Lucy slipped inside the tomb through a crack around the closed door. Van Helsing took out some host from the communion service and used it to seal the crack.
"This will keep the vampire inside the tomb," he said. "We will return in the morning and kill it so Lucy can rest in peace."
Then they rescued the child and left the cemetery. In the morning, the four men dressed in black clothes and returned to Lucy's tomb. They brought a long stake, a hammer, sharp knives, and garlic. All the men were very solemn when they opened Lucy's coffin. She lay with blood on her mouth and on her dress. Van Helsing and Seward said the prayers for the dead, while Arthur put the stake over Lucy's heart and hammered it in. The vampire in the coffin twisted and screamed, then lay still. Everyone was surprised to see the look of peace on Lucy's face. Arthur gave her one last kiss and left the tomb. Seward and Van Helsing cut off Lucy's head and put garlic in her mouth to keep vampires away, then sealed the tomb again and left. Finally, Lucy could rest in peace. As they walked from the tomb, the professor said to the others,
"We have done part of our work, but the most difficult part remains. Now we have to find Count Dracula, the cause of all this tragedy, and stop him."
Several days later, Professor Van Helsing, Dr. Seward, Quincy Morris, Jonathan and Mina Harker met for dinner at Dr. Seward's home near Carfax. After dinner, they discussed how to fight Dracula. They knew that Dracula wanted to create more and more vampires. He wanted to control these vampires so his power would continue growing stronger. He could then use his army of vampires to terrorize the world. Van Helsing began the meeting.
"Dracula is a powerful enemy," he said. "He has got a lot of experience, and he knows how to use his power. He is stronger than 20 men. He can control the weather. We know he can change into animals, fog and dust. But vampires also have some weaknesses. They can't use their powers during the day. Only at night. We can also use garlic and the cross for protection against vampires. We can kill them with a stake through the heart. They need a place to sleep during the hours of daylight. We must find the place where Dracula sleeps and destroy him."
Jonathan added, "I have discovered something. Count Dracula sent 50 boxes of earth to England from his castle. They were all delivered to the chapel at Carfax. We must not lose any time. We must go to Carfax immediately. Mina must stay here. It is too dangerous for a woman to come with us." As he finished speaking, a black bat flew away from the window.